Hello. Are you involved in independent examinations? As an AAT member in practice, or whether you conduct examinations on a voluntary basis or work with charities, you certainly need to be aware of developments in the charitable sector, the ever-changing threshold levels, and the ins and outs of how to conduct an independent examination. My name is John Calladine, and I will be speaking at the AAT Master Course in London on the 26th of June. This course is specifically targeted to update AAT members with new legislation and how this affects charities subject to independent examination. In the morning, we deal with technical changes, especially in respect of thresholds, both for incorporated and unincorporated charities, and also the new charitable incorporated organisation. The morning session will also cover how the changes will affect charities who prepare receipts and payments accounts, as well as those who do accrual accounts. We will consider how the new public benefit rules are taking shape and the likely effect on some charities. The afternoon session is intended to be far more practical and helpful to those who are involved in independent examinations, whether in practice or on a voluntary basis. Rather than look at the theory and textbook, we will do an independent examination of a hypothetical charity. We will go through the various stages of carrying out an independent examination, from the initial planning stages, preparing work programs, work carried out, final conclusions, and dealing with the independent examiner's certificate and any necessary reporting requirements to the Charity Commission under the statutory reporting requirement. This session is a hands-on workshop and will cover specific difficult areas which the average practitioner will come across on a day-to-day basis. So book online through the AAT website at www.aat.org.uk/cpd-events. Or call the booking line on 0845 863 0798. I look forward to seeing you there.